This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Noah Adams on a strip mining death in Virginia, a 3-year-old child crushed by a runaway boulder. But first, Day to Day's Alex Chadwick is with me now for a story that begins in a South American jungle and leads to the internet.
Madeline, that's the sound of a forest in Bolivia called the Madidi Nature Preserve. It's an area about the size of New Jersey with a spectacular variety of life, including a brand new monkey. Well, actually, the monkey isn't new, of course. It's been around approximately for forever, but it is a newly discovered species that's incredibly rare to find a new primate.
A new primate, and what's its name?
Well, that's the thing. This is where the internet comes in. The field biologists have not named this monkey. They are auctioning off naming rights online.
And for a worthy cause, of course, right? These are scientists.
Exactly. The money goes for conservation of this Madidi region. The researchers who discovered this monkey all work for the Wildlife Conservation Society in New York. WCS sent me some audio field notes from one of them, Rob Wallace. Here he is in Bolivia.
We've been out in these forests for the last 3 or 4 years studying jaguars and white-lipped peccaries, which are a large forest pig that travel in herds of up to 200 animals. And in the context of that work, we also document biodiversity. We saw this monkey. We thought, you know, this doesn't look like the monkeys that we know the descriptions of. So we described it, wrote a paper, and basically experts in the field of primate taxonomy are in agreement with us that this is a new species.
So, Madeline, they knew they had this find, the kind of thing that careers are built on, which also offers the possibility of a kind of scientific immortality, to name a species that's going to endure, at least in the literature, for forever. Rob told me by phone that this Name the Monkey auction was his idea, and there are basically no restrictions.
It can't be openly offensive. But within reason, basically, no, there aren't any limits.
Rob did say that in scientific circles, it's just not done to name a species after yourself, someone else, sure. Or often things get named for the place where they are found or for what they look like. And this is apparently one gorgeous monkey.
Well, it's a small monkey, and not including the tail. It measures sort of a little over a foot. They often appear like balls of fur because they're quite hairy. The hair is quite long and thick, but they look a little bit like a teddy bear. This particular species is a sort of a lightish brown color across most of its body. And most importantly of all, it has a very distinctive golden crown.
Alex, you say this is a newly discovered monkey, but, you know, isn't this like when archaeologists find these so-called lost temples that are actually known the whole time by the people who live there?
Everyone in the neighborhood knows they're there. Exactly. The people who live in and around this Madidi area already knew about the monkey. They consider it just another forest creature, and Rob said they have several names for it.
Locally, they're known as Lucashi. In Brazil, the genus is referred to often as Zogi Sogi. In Bolivia, they're called Luca Luca. And a lot of those names are basically related to the noise that they make. The sort of soki, 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 luka, 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 luka. That's where the names come from.
Listening to these monkeys, I don't know, maybe I watched too many Tarzan movies when I was a kid, but they don't sound like what I expect monkeys to sound like.
Well, monkeys have a wide range of vocalizations, and these monkeys, you know, have a very characteristic call.
Alex.
There they are.
It sounds a little bit more like a duck, a cow.
Ducks and cows, right. But it is a monkey, and one that people can actually name. This auction for conservation starts in about 2 weeks at charityfolks.com. It'll run for about a week. You can get details through our website, npr.org. We also have photos of the little monkey. Talking with Rob Wallace, the monkey discoverer, along with a couple of Bolivian colleagues, I asked for a few more details, and this is what he said.
Just everything about them is really, you know, amenable. I mean, they're monogamous. They live in small groups. The male monkeys are the ones who have to carry the young around, so they're good fathers. You know, it's all in all, they're pretty cool things, really, and they are extremely beautiful. So yeah, if you were going to name a monkey, this is a pretty handsome one to be naming. Yes.
Monkey business, Madeline. Over for today.
Handsome monkey. How about the Alex? Handsome fella.
I'm not bidding.
Day to Day's Alex Chadwick, thank you. And the place to bid again is charityfolks.com.